Okay, so welcome back to the show, everybody. Today we are going to have some fun. Today we are going to be covering some pretty fucking outright confusing propaganda, and it's propaganda that I haven't fully come to conclude what the story is. So we're gonna dig through these articles today, and we're gonna see if we can't figure out what exactly is going on with Havana Syndrome. So it's been a couple years. In 2016 was the first incidents, and so I'm just gonna skip all the precursory news articles, and we are going to jump right into the Wikipedia. Because, I love Wikipedia, and I've said it before, Wikipedia is always the official story. It's always a good summary of the official story. So, Havana Syndrome is a set of medical signs and symptoms that include ringing in the ears, fatigue, and dizziness. United States and Canadian embassy staff first reported the syndrome in Havana, Cuba in late 2016 and subsequently in other countries. The U.S. Department of State has referred to the events as, quote, unexplained health incidents, or UHLs. Oh, they always got to have a three-letter abbreviation, don't they? While the director of the Central Intelligence Agency has called them publicly attacks. In 2018, U.S. diplomats in China reported problems similar. In 2018, U.S. diplomats in China reported problems similar to those reported in Cuba, as did undercover CIA agents working in other countries with partner agencies on missions aimed at countering Russian covert operations. Here we go with the Russians again. A study of affected diplomats in Cuba published in the in a Journal of American Medicine in 2019 found evidence that the diplomats experienced some form of brain injury, but did not determine the trauma's cause or specific character. Couldn't determine the specific character, more nondescript illness. While there is no expert consensus on the syndrome cause, the co-author of the JAMA study considered microwave weapons as a, quote, main suspect. An expert committee of the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine concluded in December 2020 that microwave energy, specifically directed pulse RF energy, appears to be the most plausible mechanism in explaining these cases among those that the committee considered, but that each possible cause remains speculative. In 2021, investigators considered new evidence, including blood markers from patients that had recently been collected and analyzed systematically. The U.S. intelligence services have not reached consensus on or formal determination of the cause of Havana Syndrome, although U.S. intelligence and government officials have expressed suspicions to the press that the Russian military intelligence is responsible. So let me continue on. Under Cuba, it says in August of 2017, reports began surfacing that American and Canadian diplomatic personnel in Cuba had experienced unusual, unexplained health problems dating to late 2016. As of June 2018, the number of American citizens experiencing symptoms was 26. The original 21 events in Cuba were characterized as starting with strange grating noises coming from a specific direction. Some people experienced pressure, vibration, or a sensation comparable to driving a car with the window partly rolled down. These noises lasted from 20 seconds to 30 minutes and happened while the diplomats were either at home or in hotel rooms. Other people nearby, including family members and guests in neighboring rooms, did not report hearing anything. Impact on American diplomats. Some U.S. embassy workers have experienced lasting health problems, including an unidentified diplomat who now needs a hearing aid. The U.S. State Department declared that the health problems were either the result of an attack or due to exposure to an unknown device, and declared that it was not blaming the Cuban government and would not say who was to blame. Affected people described symptoms such as hearing loss, memory loss, and nausea. Speculation centered around a sonic weapon, with some researchers pointing to an infrasound weapon as the possible cause. In August of 2017, the United States expelled two Cuban diplomats in retaliation for perceived Cuban responsibility. The next month, the U.S. State Department stated that it was removing non-essential staff from the U.S. Embassy and warned U.S. citizens not to travel to Cuba. Starting to sound like a ploy.